Our topic this afternoon is how goes the social agenda? And judging by the reports of our previous speakers, the answer is going to be bad. Our topic this afternoon subsumes a tremendously complicated series of issues, few of which present easy solutions. We're talking about what are primarily socio-cultural issues, which, unlike most political questions, defy easy compromise. The one-time mayor of New York City, Jimmy Walker, once making a speech in the New York State Legislature, said, "There comes a time in the life of every politician when he must rise above principle." Well, for most of us, it is difficult to rise above principle when it comes to social and cultural issues, drugs, pornography, abortion, parental rights, prayers in the schools, homosexuality. Our feelings, our thoughts, and prejudices arise out of moral anchorages deep in our personal histories. Perhaps government shouldn't be asked to deal with such problems. Perhaps the solution to these questions should not be 5-4 Supreme Court decisions. But for good or ill, the social agenda is now the government's agenda. And it's to this area of concern that our meeting will now turn. Our first speaker, Paul Weyrich, who in a sort of a challenging way put down his age as 40. It's very unnecessary. Is president of the Free Congress Research and Education Foundation, once so young. President of Coalitions for America, a conservative lobby, and director of the Committee for the Survival of a Free Congress, a conservative bipartisan political committee. He is a former economist and print media journalist and print media journalist. He founded and was the first president of the Heritage Foundation. He has helped to found 10 other groups, including the Republican Study Committee and the House of Representatives, the Senate Steering Committee, the American Legislative Exchange Council. He is a columnist for Conservative Digest and other publications, and speaks frequently in national media as a spokesman for the new right. He is married and the father of 5 children, ranging in age from a first grader to a college freshman, and he himself is 40 years old. I give you Paul Weyrich.